BBC Hereford and Worcester with Malcolm Boyden. In the sunshine. I know, it's getting hot. Have a look at the temperature. What is it on your patio? It's getting hot. And that's good news for News Just In. He's just out today in the sunshine. He's going to look forward to what's coming up for him today. You remember a couple of weeks ago, we were due to fly model planes, but the weather was against us and we thought we can't put model planes up in this. Today, it's quite the opposite. It's perfect weather for takeoff. Hang on. Let's call in on him. Where are you, Justin?
Where am I, Mal? Where am I? Where am I? What time are we on now? Where am I? 5 to 11 on a Tuesday morning. Not just any Tuesday morning, but a perfectly sunny, clear skies and no wind Tuesday morning. Oh, well, I've come to Lower Bentley, of course, because on the other side of the news at 11, we're going to be hearing from a very good friend of the show now, Brian, who's brought along a couple of planes for us because we're going to be taking to the skies. How exciting is this? We're actually going to get to go and throw one of these planes right up into the air. It's going to fly around for us. And we're going to hear all about this incredible hobby. Now, Malk, you know that I can't help myself when it comes to a plane. I absolutely love anything that's very small and that will go round in circles. And so I'm looking forward to the other side of the news at 11. If you pop back, we'll see how we get on.
Perfect. I can't wait. He loves a model. He loves a plane. So when you put him together with model planes, you see, can't go wrong. We'll be out and about with Justin and his planes. It's chocks away after the news at 11 o'clock. Off with the moonlight now. It's a serious business. It's 9 minutes past 11 o'clock and it's Malcolm Boyden and it's BBC Hereford and Worcester. You know when you're at school and it was nice, you used to go out and about, perhaps have a lesson in the playground, take your chairs outside, said the teacher, and we'd all go, yay! We're going to have a story read outside, all sat cross-legged in a circle around the teacher. Well, we're going out now. Yeah, well, it's sunny. We're going to go out now. It's been boom time for hobbies in the last year or so, as people discover or rediscover their passions to pass the time. I'm talking about knitting, DIY projects, making models, baking, gardening. But what about taking to the skies, our radio car reporter? Or should that be Wing Commander Justin Surrell? I'm saluting as I say it. News Justin to you and I. He's out and about today finding out some more. He's about to take to the skies in Worcestershire. Morning, Just.
Oh. Oh, a very good morning to you. I'll tell you what, there is not a better day to be out and about. I'll tell you what, Mal, there is not a cloud in the sky. The sun is beating down. It's T-shirt weather for the first time in ages. I've left my coat at home today, do you know, Mark? So I'm in the lap of luxury in the sunshine today. But I'm an aficionado of scaled-down versions of planes, Mark. This you know. I can often be found behind closed doors tinkering with landing gear or doing something on a little Supermarine Spitfire. But my models, Mark, sit on a shelf. I'm going to introduce you to Alan Brown in a minute. Now, Alan's planes actually fly. I've come to Lower Bentley. If you don't know the area, imagine halfway between Wychbold and Redditch. You know, sort of Elcock's Brook sort of way. You know, Mal, don't you? You know. Well, this is where the Bromsgrove Model Flying Club have been sending their model planes skywards for close on 50 years. Now, they want to let the world know they're here, and they're up for introducing more people to the joys of the hobby. Alan, oh, well, what a morning we've got for this. It doesn't get much better, does it?
It doesn't get any better than this.
Yes.
Tell me what got you into the hobby here. Tell me about the appeal of, I mean, you don't need to sell it to me, but what got you into it?
Well, a little like yourself, Justin. You know, as a lad, I used to make the Airfix models. I was into all things, you know, RAF flying. It was just fantastic. Then as you get a little bit older, you get a bit too grown up for the Airfix models, maybe. And you get a little bit more money and you think, do you know what, we'll get into RC. I saw a flight many years ago, the other side of Worcester, and somebody shot a glider past me, and the whooshing sound it made, that got me.
You were sold from that moment.
I was hooked from that very moment, and I can still hear that sound, and I thought, that's for me.
Well, in the field next to us, you've got a few planes lined up for us, and they're quite big, actually, but they all work by remote control. So you stand on the ground, you send them up there. They all work exactly the same as a full-size version of the plane. It's a propeller sending air over wings, the exact same way as it would be on a bigger plane.
The exact same way, yes. The control sticks, there's different modes. We'll get into that perhaps a bit later, but the different modes of flying. But just like the real thing, push the stick forward, it dives, pull it back, it climbs to the left and to the right. It works just the same way, and the same control surfaces, just in miniature.
It's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Now, who are your members? What kind of person joins in, or does it take all sorts?
It takes all sorts. I would say we're predominantly male. They tend to get into the aircraft, but we've had lady members. The young lads, that have bypassed the airfix stage, maybe have come and join us. Anyone that's interested in hobbies or aircraft, or even the building. As I say, there's many facets of this. And some of the guys are very into their technology, and as I say, they fly FPV, so first person view, and they put a camera in the plane, and they literally are in there flying it. So, they can fly around, and they can see this beautiful scenery from, hundreds of feet up.
Well, that's it. We've got a beautiful field to fly in, and this is where people come to. So if people wanted to get involved, people have heard this, I've always wanted to have a go at that, because whenever I'm up the Malverns and I see someone flying one around, or if I'm driving around and I see people having fun, I think, I'd love to have a go at that. How do people get in touch and show an interest?
Well, with us specifically, if you just Google Bromsgrove Model Flying Club, you'll find our website there, and there's a contact us page there. But if you live farther afield, the BMFA, or British Model Flying Association, if you Google BMFA, they've got a web page on there called Club Finder. So they'll find one that's local to yourself.
Brilliant. Well, we've got the planes here. We've got good flying weather for it. Can we have a flight? Can we go and see this one in action?
Oh, we certainly can. We're very pleased to get you on the sticks if we can, Justin, if you're up for it.
Do you hear that, Mark? They're going to get me on the sticks. It sounds like, well, what with the flying conditions, Mark, it sounds like it's chocks away. It sounds like it's clear for takeoff, wheels up, so pop back a little bit later on. I'll be taking my love of aeroplanes to the next level, Mark.
How excited are you to get on the sticks, just?
On a scale of 1 to 10, probably about 15. I've got butterflies, Malk. I've actually got butterflies. I can't wait to see this thing go up, and I'm really excited. I hope I don't get it wrong. I just really hope I don't get it wrong and end up just nose-diving their planes. You won't hold it against me, will you?
We're on dual control. There's nothing you can do wrong that we can't correct.
All right. My butterflies have subsided at that. We're on dual control, Malk. It's all right. We've got the dual control, Malk.
Perfect. We'll be back with you a little bit later, Justin. That's news, Justin. Wing Commander Sorrel to you and me. Model planes are his thing. This is his dream job. He's about to fly one. It's a good job he's on dual control, because you wouldn't want to crash one of them. They look very pricey to me. We'll find out how much they are and how they fly later on in the show when we go back to Justin and his magnificent planes. Model, but still magnificent. It's coming up later on in the show. Well, as I mentioned before, it's been boom time for hobbies in the last year or so. People discovering or rediscovering passions to pass the time. There's knitting, DIY projects. We heard from Andrew earlier on in the show, the musical director from Pershore, who's built a theatre, the number 8 in Pershore, on his kitchen table. It's beautiful. You can see it on Facebook. He's all right. 8 months it's taken him to do that. He's almost finished. And then there's gardening and baking and taking to the skies. What was the last one? Taking to the skies, yeah. Remote-controlled model aeroplanes. Our radio car reporter, Wing Commander Sorrel, that's news just in, Justin Sorrel to you and I, has been finding out more about taking to the skies with model aeroplanes. Here he is now. Go on, Just. He'll like this.
Malcolm, we are airside. We are here just near Bromsgrove, where we're going to be sending the Tundra up for a lovely sunny day flight. How is it looking, Wing Commander?
It's looking absolutely marvellous today. Couldn't pick a better day.
Well, let's get her up in the air then.
Okay.
The controls are going.
Okay, taking off. Left right, up, down, left, right, and we're ready.
Final checks, Malcolm.
Taking off.
Oh, and she's off! You blink and you miss it. She doesn't mess around. She doesn't need a long runway, does she, Alan?
Not a runway, no. The most useless thing is the runway behind you, and this one doesn't use an awful lot, I have to say.
And she just gets up so quickly and just gracefully flies past.
There we go. We'll
so silently.
We'll do a little stall turn. We'll do a little pass. So stall turn.
Up in the air. Oh, diving down. And she straightens out. Comes straight past us. Tips a wing. There we go, yes, gives us a tip of the wing. Alan, I can see the joy that you get from this. When people walk past and see you doing this, I presume a lot of people ask how they can get into it as well.
We do get the odd inquiry. When you stood here in the middle of winter and it's -5 and there's a 45 degree icicle hanging off the end of your nose, we do get some strange looks. But it is one of those hobbies. It might be -5, but we still get people that come up here and fly.
Of course, it's just joyful.
Well, and I've got to ask you about the cost. I mean, how much are you looking at for a setup that like the one you've got here, that, basically one that would get you airborne?
To get yourself airborne, I'd say a couple of £100. You don't have to go overboard. You know, the sky is the limit. If you want to get into the fast jets and things, you can spend thousands, literally thousands. But, you know, if you're the average modeller, £100 for the plane, probably a little less than that for the controller. A good thing about a club is there's always second-hand stuff on the go.
Well, of course. I mean, as with any hobby, it's all about making sure that you've got the basic stuff for the job. But then, like you said, the sky's the limit. You can there's no real limit to how much you can spend on any hobby, really. But I can see the appeal of it. I mean, it looks like a lot of fun.
Oh, it's amazing fun.
Barrel roll. Go on, you cheeky one. I just saw that. You did a barrel roll there. And another one. Aerial acrobatics over Bromsgrove today.
Yes, we're, as I say, this is just a trainer aircraft, but it will still do all the manoeuvres you want. It's just great fun. It doesn't cost a fortune. There are far more expensive hobbies. It's not the...
Oh, there are, of course, yeah. So, Malk, it's my turn to have a go on this now. I'm not going to hold the microphone while I do it. We've got Richard to come along to hold the microphone for us. So I'm holding the... thank you very much indeed. This is excellent mic holding. Just hope I do a good enough job of this. So I've got a huge, great control pad in my hand. It's like the sort of thing that used to drive a little remote control car with, only it's about 10 times bigger. Looks a lot more technical.
Exactly. Okay. Right. As we come past, the plane's flying away from us, so you're behind it. I will say, you have control.
Right.
And you have control. You are now
I'm doing
flying.
It! Oh, no!
Slightly up.
Oh, no!
The back. That's all right.
Malk, I'm doing it!
A little bit more up on that. There you go.
I'm levelling out.
Your control.
It's fast. It's really fast. Stop it. I nearly crushed it. It's coming down nice and low. You have control now, I understand.
I have control at the minute.
This is amazing. This is incredible.
So pull back a little bit on the stick. So you have control. There you go.
Yeah, we're up nice and high now. Ooh, banking round.
Banking round. Stick towards you to level up.
So take her up. I'm going around in circles. Oh, it just looks brilliant. Oh, go on, make sure. Looks brilliant against the sun, doesn't it? You got it there. Oh, that is brilliant. I'll tell you what, Malk. Just to be having a go on this thing and just making it fly around in circles. What an absolute treat. There's some birds up there wondering what's going on. They probably saw how well it was going. Well, thank you very much indeed for letting me have a go there. How often do you come up here and fly these planes?
Some more often than others. I get a pass out once a week. Richard, who's one of our instructors, look at the side of us here. He's you spend a little more time down here, don't you, Richard? But there's generally somebody down here most days.
But all in all, the message is: this is a great hobby. Come and get involved if you can.
Oh, definitely. If you're into all things flying or aviation, this is definitely the hobby for you. Come on down. If you can't find us, find a local club. Give it a go. Go and have a chat with the guys, and they'll tell you what it's all about. And you never know. You might never look back.
Well, Malk, I'm certainly never looking back, and I'm certainly not coming back. I've got a day out here now. I'll see you tomorrow, Malk.
Yeah. Be the last we see of him. He couldn't care less. He's skedaddled over to Bromsgrove with the flying club. He's got his remote control plane. That'll be the start of something. You mark my words. He'll be buying them willy-nilly. I hope Mrs. Sorrell's listening. Prepare yourself, Mrs. Sorrell. Your life's changed. The Bromsgrove Model Flying Club's Alan Brown there with our very own Wing Commander Sorrell, otherwise known as News Justin. Did sound fun, though, didn't it? Wouldn't mind a go myself.